This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Karunya Rao and I welcome you all to a brand new edition of Hot Stocks podcast, where we caught up with Santosh Meena, head of research at Swastika InvestSmart. Indian equity market witnessed sharp profit booking in Tuesday's trading session after a one-way vertical rally. The weakness can be attributed to selling in the global markets after US 10-year bond yield moved above 1.80 mark during the day. FIIs are net sellers for the last four trading sessions, while sharp selling in the last hour of trade indicates that we may have another day of selling by the FIIs. Technically, 18,300 to 18,350 is a minor resistance zone where Nifty witnessed a bearish engulfing candlestick pattern that may lead to further weakness. Tuesday's low of 18,085 is at 9 DMA. Below this, 17,950 to 17,800 will be the next important support level, while 17,650 is critical support at any correction. However, every correction is a good buying opportunity. For Bank Nifty, 38,800 to 39,100 is an important resistance zone, and 38,850 is a 61.8% retracement of the previous fall, where it witnessed a sharp profit booking in late trade. On the downside, 38,000 is an immediate and psychological support, while 37,500 to 37,000 will be the next major support levels. On the upside, if it manages to take out the 39,100 level, we can expect a rally towards the 40,000 level. Here are three buy calls for the next few weeks. First up is a buy on Shriram Properties with a target of 121, stop loss of 96. The counter manages to cross the high made on IPO listing day and witnessed an all-time closing high that is considered as a positive for any counter. The counter managed to cross the high made on IPO listing day and witnessed an all-time high closing that's considered as a positive for any counter. We don't have a long historical chart, but it is forming higher highs and higher lows formation after hitting a low of 79.5. RSI manages to cross the hurdle of 60 that may lead to further thrust in this counter. The second buy call is Kalpataru Power Transmission, target at 475, stop loss at 385. The counter is witnessing a breakout of falling channel formation and managed to close above all important moving averages. On a weekly time frame, it is forming a bullish flag formation for the next leg of the rally. On the upside, 450 is an immediate horizontal resistance line, while 475 to 480 is the next target area. MACD and ADX are positively poised and RSI is in overbought territory. However, it may remain in overbought territory for some more time. The third buy call is Gujarat Ambuja Exports with a target of 211, stop loss at 180. The counter is in strong bullish momentum and is continuing its bullish momentum following the breakout of bullish flag formation. It is trading above its all-important moving averages with a positive bias in most of the momentum indicators. On the upside, 200 is an immediate resistance, while 211 to 225 are the next target levels. On the downside, 182 to 180 is an immediate demand zone, while 174 to 169 is a critical support zone. Remember, these stock picks are not intraday ideas but more of positional plays. We advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions. That's all for today. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more news, updates and investment ideas. Thank you for tuning in.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.